The following is a sponsored program. High Desert Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in this program.
Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I feel like it's been a million years since we've been here.
It's only
been 2 weeks.
You're right, two weeks.
Never mind. Welcome to It's a Paradox.
It's Dr. Vicky Thomas.
And Dr. Andrea Mills.
And we're here. We're going to talk about superfoods today.
But first, we're going to do the definition of a paradox.
A
paradox is a noun. It's an opinion or statement contrary to commonly accepted belief. And we named the show that because Dr. Vicky and I believe in natural and holistic healing, which is sometimes often contrary to commonly accepted belief.
Quite frequently.
Yeah. If you have any questions during
If
you have any questions during the show or you have any topics you want to discuss, the number here in the studio is 661-266-4420. And you can also find us on the web at www.thetwodocs.com. That's thetwodocs.com. So what are we talking about today?
Superfoods.
Superfoods.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Is it a plane? Is it a bird?
Not Superman.
No, it's a superfood.
I think that's underdog.
Is that? The underfoods.
It's a plane. No, it's underdog.
Oh, that's hysterical. All right. Well, before we get too far into superfoods.
Before we even talk about superfoods, I have to qualify that. I've read, I don't know, many things about superfoods, many, and I usually just skim over it and go, yeah, I eat most of those foods. I'm cool.
Right.
I don't know much about superfoods except what I looked up the last couple of days on the internet.
Well, good.
So I'm letting you carry that.
I'll carry the show since nutrition has been my love since I was like 16 years old. So, first of all, I want to start with a statement that is actually within chiropractic philosophy. The profession of chiropractic, we have 33 principles, and they're kind of like the chiropractic 10 commandments, but basically these 33 principles kind of guide what we do, why we do it, and why chiropractic is what it is. And the sixth principle is there is no process that doesn't require time.
That's absolutely true.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about healing. It doesn't matter if you're talking about illness. It doesn't matter if you're talking about personal growth. It doesn't matter if you're talking about relationships. It doesn't matter if you're talking about your business. It doesn't matter what you're talking about.
So I'm going to just reframe that.
Every process requires time.
Yeah. There. That's what I want to hear.
Exactly.
Every process.
This was written in like 1898 or something.
All processes require time. That way, everybody's subconscious will get it instead of throwing that negative.
Exactly.
Not.
Well,
so
you know,
all
it was,
progress.
It was written in 1898, and they didn't know the power of positive thinking back then, I guess. Actually, they probably did.
So all processes require
time. All processes require time.
In this day and age of instant fix, instant milk, instant phone,
instant food,
instant video. Like
just add water.
You can instantly see someone on your phone. You know, you can Skype them and see them instantly, whether they're across the nation or across the world.
Right.
Instant everything. Instant coffee.
Instant radio show. No, I'm kidding.
Instant radio show. Just plug it in, turn it on. Instant light. People think that healing should be instant.
And the converse is true. People think that illness and disease happens quickly, and it doesn't. It requires time. So when we're talking about superfoods a little bit later on, the reason that we bring this up now is we want you to understand that you can add these superfoods to your diet and to your daily routine. I don't like to use the word diet because that constitutes trying to lose weight or a means to an end.
I honestly don't believe in dieting.
I don't either.
And I just believe in eating right.
Yeah. So I don't like using the word diet because it constitutes sort of a means to an end. But if you incorporate these superfoods into your daily routine, regardless of whether or not you're already eating well, it's going to take some time.
Yes. And you may have to give up some of those things.
You think?
That you've been doing for a long time.
Right.
Because you could eat all the superfoods on the list every day, and it wouldn't promote healing if you're still doing all the things that you're doing to your body that you shouldn't be doing to your body.
Exactly. And we are exposed to so many toxins. We talked about this weekend. You know, chiropractors of 50 years ago, they had a much easier job. They adjusted somebody and people just got better. Now, I mean, we still see that. I've had chronic bronchitis clear up into adjustments. I mean, we still see it, but we are exposed to so many more toxins. We have to have more tools in our toolkit to get people healthy, and nutrition is huge.
That's, you know, that totally, you know, brings back a whole situation that I had this weekend. I had a group of students, and one of my tests for my students at the end of the class, because we're at the end of a good segment class, like a 6-day intensive, is that they have to hypnotize someone, and I have to watch it. And we only had 4 people, 3 students. So I got to be hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman that worked with me chose to do the session on detoxifying my body. Because we'd been talking and different things, and he gathered that maybe I need a little detox. And I had said I'm detoxing. You know, I'm drinking protein drinks eating a lot of fruit and just detoxifying naturally. So he did the hypnosis session based on detoxifying my body, and it was so amazing. And it shifted over to one of the other students who've been having years of back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with her frequently. We can get her pain literally to instantly go away, and yet it keeps coming back and manifesting in different ways when she has stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the detoxification that he did with me kind of did some drive-by hypnosis with her. And her pain went away in that little – it was probably less than 15 minutes. It was very cool.
Right.
And I think it had to do with the toxicity. And stress can help toxify your body.
Yeah. Well, don't even get me started. Me started on cortisol.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to tell you. I don't know whether I should say this publicly or not. I was quoted in an article.
This isn't public. Well, we're in this little room.
There's just three of us. I was quoted in an article in the Baltimore Sun, I think, last week or the week before. I'm not sure when, but an author contacted me and interviewed me. And in this article, I had talked about the stress reaction. It was Metabolism Over 50 was the article. And I had talked about the stress reaction, how cortisol binds to cells and it gets attached to cell receptors that uptake other hormones like thyroid hormone and other stuff. Estrogen, progesterone, those kinds of things. And so oftentimes in women over 50, their blood levels of thyroid hormone will be normal, but they're technically hypothyroid because the cortisol is bound to the cells that would normally uptake thyroid. And I got this email from this nurse who just, it was kind of crazy. She slammed me saying, stick to what you know about. It's absolutely ridiculous for you to say that the thyroid gland and the adrenal glands have anything to do with each other. Although they're both controlled by the pituitary, they have nothing to do with each other. And technically she's right, but it's interesting because there's a medical perspective, my holistic perspective, I never said that the adrenals directly affect the thyroid ever. What I said was cortisol, which is the most toxic hormone in the body, will bind into the cells and make it so you can't uptake those other hormones.
I just want to pick apart her statement that they're not connected. How could two organs in any one body
not be connected? Exactly. So this is what I did. I sent her a very nice email back. I said, thank you so much for contacting me. I said, I would encourage you to go to PubMed, which is, of course, the National Institutes of Health website on research. I said, and just research cortisol binding and hypothyroidism before you slam someone next time. And if you have any further feedback, feel free to contact me. Have a fantastic day. So it was interesting.
So we're getting ready to take our first break, and then we'll wrap back around to what you shouldn't eat.
Exactly. We were talking about toxicity. Got me on cortisol. So anyway, we'll be back with the superfoods, and we'll see you in a bit. I remember when I lost my
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
Okay. We're back.
Welcome back. 661-266-4420. If you're interested in talking about superfoods.
Super what?
I think I was about to say superfly. Like, where did that come from? Superfoods. So, I went on to Wikipedia. The term superfood, according to Wikipedia, is used to describe a food with high phytonutrient content that may confer health benefits.
Phytonutrient being?
Plant nutrients.
Very good.
Which, I do think many of the superfoods are plants, but I don't think superfoods have to be limited to plants.
Yeah, I think if we limited them to plants, then people would be missing a lot of protein in their diet.
Right.
Except, I studied a little bit, and I found that quinoa is a high source of protein.
Oh, quinoa is an amazing source of protein. It's an ancient grain. It was used, I want to say, in South America. I mean, it's an ancient grain. It was like one of the original
super grains. So we could get it from the mummy's tomb.
Yeah, well, I don't think they had it in Egypt. It was more South American, I believe. Quinoa, by the way, is spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, for those of you who don't know. It's a little bit like couscous, but not really. It's a little bit like rice, but not really.
Cross between rice and couscous. Kind of little balls.
But nutritionally much better for you than either of them.
They're like little balls of grain.
Yeah, and they sort of separate when you cook them, and they can be used in anything that you would use rice or couscous or that kind of a thing with. I make a quinoa salad. I steam the quinoa. I add either, you know, chicken or shrimp or whatever sort of protein I have in the house with extra virgin olive oil and lemon juice and either parsley or mint or basil or, you know, herbs.
Sounds
and I'll do
good.
Cherry tomatoes and Kalamata olives, and it's really yummy.
I have to say I'm quinoa deficient.
Really?
Yeah.
They actually have it at Costco now.
I'm thinking I don't have any in the cupboard. I don't think that I've ever had any in the cupboard. So now I'm going to have to go out and get some. But I know what it is, but I just don't know that I could put my finger on it in my house.
Yeah. So, no, it's yummy. According to the Oxford Dictionary, a superfood is a food considered especially nutritious or beneficial to health and well-being. So, again, if you go with the principle you are what you eat, superfoods will make you a super person.
Well-being. Those would be those brownies that make you feel like you've got well-being.
No, not those brownies, Vicki.
Sorry, I digress.
Oh, my goodness.
I grew up in the 70s. What can I say?
So let's talk about a couple food. Let's start going through the superfoods list. These are from various sources. There's not any one source that I pulled them from. And we'll just sort of go kind of sort of alphabetically. We'll start with beans.
What
and
about avocados?
Blueberries. Avocados.
I think avocados have to be a superfood.
I do too, and I don't know why it wasn't on my list, because I do think avocado is a superfood. What an amazingly good source of vitamin E.
Potassium.
And healthy fats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Avocado and jack cheese sandwich.
Mm. I tell my clients, you know, because people come to me for weight loss, and they tend to think, I can eat no fat. No salad dressing, take all the fat out of salad dressing, and I'm like, oh, go eat an avocado.
Yeah, but no, you have to eat fat.
Yeah.
Fat is how your brain gets nutrients.
And your hair and your skin. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. So avocados are a great source of fat. I have a couple different ways I like to eat avocados. Avocado and jack cheese sandwiches are yummy. And guacamole.
Yep.
Easy,
avocado on a salad.
Yeah.
Avocado in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Avocado on the side of the plate with
avocado
a little bit of lemon on it.
Avocado on an omelet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So easy to get in.
Yeah.
Beans was next on the list.
Any specific kind of beans?
No, I think all the legumes in general are good. Very, very high in fiber, which makes them good for heart health. They help pull cholesterol out of the bloodstream, sort of indirectly.
My mom used to make the best white bean and ham soup.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that she did anything special other than throw it in a pot and cook it a long time.
Yeah. There is a recipe that I learned from Giada De Laurentiis, where you take cannellini beans, which is like a white kidney bean, with a clove of garlic and some fresh oregano and some lemon juice and some olive oil and some salt and pepper. You throw it in a food processor, and it's kind of like a white bean hummus. And in the summer, we eat that with like little baby carrot sticks and celery sticks, and my kids go crazy for it. But if you don't actually like eating, you know, just a plate of beans, you can puree it up and make dips and stuff out of them, and it's really good for you that way.
I accidentally made a great chili. I had a can of cannellini beans. I was going to say cannelloni beans, but that would just be weird. Cannellini beans. And threw in a can of chopped tomatoes and some turkey sausage. And I'm thinking white bean chili, right?
Right.
In the end, it tasted nothing like chili. And I put in some chicken stock.
I was going to say, did you add chili powder?
Yes.
Okay.
Had some chili powder. It just turned out phenomenal.
Yum.
I don't know. I can't remember because it's been like a couple weeks. But even Jim was like, this is just old Jim likes soup. So
yeah.
He always thinks it's good. But it wasn't what I totally expected it to be. It turned out totally different and it was really good.
I love those kinds of things where you have one idea and then you taste it. You're like, wow, this is better than I expected it to be and so different.
So beans are easy for us.
Beans are easy.
Literally, I could hand Jim's going to listen to this and laugh, but I could hand him a can of refried beans and a spoon.
Really?
And he would be in heaven.
Cold?
Absolutely.
I have to say,
that and a little hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm with you on the hot sauce there.
He would, yeah, he'd be cool.
Refried black beans with Cholula? Yum.
He would say, this is the best dinner I've had all week.
That's easy.
Beans. Yeah.
Next on our list is blueberries.
Those are easy to eat.
They are very easy to eat. So
easy
good for
find.
You. Yeah, they've got one of the highest ORAC values. ORAC stands for, what does ORAC stand for? Let me think here. Oxygen.
Beats me.
Reactive something. I can't remember. Anyway, it's a level of a food's antioxidant capability. And blueberries have a very, very high ORAC score.
Okay.
Next on the list, Vicki, is...
Oh, yeah, and I should say that you can get them even off-season frozen.
Huge giant bags of frozen blueberries at Costco. Yesterday morning, we made blueberry pancakes for breakfast, and they were amazing. Broccoli is next on our list. Do you know that broccoli is one of the most potent cancer-fighting compounds on the planet?
I didn't know that, but I guessed that broccoli would be a superfood.
Where
was one of the five that I guessed.
Yeah. Where the cancer-fighting compounds are is in the seeds, predominantly.
Okay, I've got ORAC on Google.
What is ORAC?
Oxygen radical absorbance capacity.
Okay. So like I said, it's sort of a measure of its free radical capabilities.
Ta-da.
Anyway, in the broccoli seed, there it's a sulfur compound. Don't ask me what it is because it's like 18 or 20 letters long, and I can't pronounce it. But it's a sulfur compound that actually has been shown to be able to kill tumor cells.
Sulfur itself was the first antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Natural.
I thought honey was.
Oh, probably, yeah. Because sulfur was probably created or found or... I don't know who invented
it. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
But Jim keeps powdered sulfur and, like, Jim again. And, like, you know when our dog gets a cut or something?
Mm-hmm.
He puts powdered sulfur on it.
Well, didn't they in the Wild West put gunpowder in wounds?
And then, oh, well, yeah, but that was too...
Oh, they
put gunpowder and then they light it on fire because that would seal it. Yeah,
okay.
Cauterize it.
No, thank you. Well, next on the
in
list...
In an emergency.
Ow. Next on the list is oats. You know, I kind of have to disagree with that.
I do too.
I don't think it's a superfood. So let's just... back
yeah,
away.
If you look at the ingredients or the chemical
nutritional
value of oats, it's like nothing. Okay,
I like oats, and I do think oatmeal is good for cholesterol lowering and that kind of stuff. But I don't think it's a superfood.
I don't think oatmeal is as good at lowering cholesterol as fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you might be right there, especially apples.
I can say that by my clients' results.
Mm-hmm.
And oatmeal is not one of the foods that I suggest for them.
Right. By the way, if you have high cholesterol and your doctor wants to put you on statins, I would really recommend going to someone.
That you come and see you or me first.
Go to someone who specializes in nutritional healing and give us 90 days. We will take blood work before and after, and chiropractors are able to order blood work. We can order all the tests. So we'll order a standard, you know, Chem-12, Chem-24, whatever we need, and let us help you for 8 to 12 weeks, and mm-hmm. then... we'll redo blood work, and if there are not significant changes, then go talk to your MD. But any MD who wants to put you in statins right away without addressing diet, please go find somebody who will address diet, because the statins are just not good for you. I'm not going to get into it now.
I've had clients that in 3 weeks have gone to their normal doctor who's just amazed going, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, oh my, that's well, what I mean, know. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Back I did basics. Hypnosis. That fixed it.
I got adjusted. No, it's more than that. Although both hypnosis and chiropractic are very powerful healers. All right, oranges. I think the only reason I would consider an orange a superfruit is because it's easy to get and it's a good source of vitamin C. I don't really call it and consider it a superfood.
No. See, one of my things that a superfood has to be is simple. I think of oranges hard
yeah,
to
oranges
peel.
Oranges are simple. Oh, you think they're hard to peel?
Yeah,
To me, they're simple.
They're simple. Yeah, they're a simple food. They are fresh. They can be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
They can be directly from the tree. So, I would say they're better than most, but not a superfood.
Got it. Next on my list is pumpkin.
Probably a superfood.
Probably. Lots of beta carotene. Anything that is orangish in color has amazing sources of beta carotene, which is really good for your eyes. Also, vitamin A precursor, and vitamin A is the immune system vitamin.
And that is not in pumpkin bread or pumpkin cake.
No, that's pumpkin. Which, when my cat was really sick, my vet recommended that we buy canned pumpkin and feed it to him. And do you know? He loved it.
Oh.
It was craziness. So we would feed him canned pumpkin.
Would squash be in the pumpkin category?
Well, I think the butternut squash, the acorn squash, yeah, the yellow flesh squashes would be in the pumpkin category. Sweet potatoes is also on the list, but I have issues.
I think sweet potatoes are a superfood.
I don't like sweet potatoes, so therefore I'm not going to talk about them.
Oh.
I always tell people.
We love sweet potatoes. And like I had one professor who was a mountain climber and was getting ready to climb one of the highest mountains in the world. And his diet consisted of sweet potatoes and chicken.
Oh, they are so good for you. They really are. And I will recommend to patients that they eat them. But
and we're rolling into a break here, so
yeah.
I got to cut you off. We're going to hold that thought.
Okay. So.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. Okay, we're back.
We're back. And we're talking about superfoods.
Yes. And first of all, we're going to talk about a phone number if you want to call in. 661-266-4420. That'll get us in the studio if you have any questions. And next on the list after pumpkin and sweet potatoes, which, yes, I confess I won't eat, is salmon.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge, 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 huge superfood. And this is why when I saw the definition that said phytonutrients, I was like, but what about salmon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ladies, let me tell you, if you want to look like 4 years younger in a week, eat some salmon.
Just once?
No. Like a little bit of salmon every day.
There was a book a while back.
The Paracone Prescription.
That's right.
Yes. And a
it's
doctor,
on my shelf somewhere.
Dr. Perry, yeah, I've got it too. Dr. Paracone, I believe he's an MD, dermatologist, I'm not sure. But he has an entire eating plan designed for longevity. And it's interesting because when I travel, people always say to me, wow, you've got beautiful skin. And, of course, always being ever critical, I'm always looking at every little thing and saying, you know, whatever. But then I kind of look around critically at people. I think, oh, I do have beautiful skin. And I think it's because I eat a lot of fish and a lot of fruits and vegetables and drink a lot of water.
Can I tell you a funny story about noticing your own face?
Yes.
I had an assistant who was one of my best friends of all time. And she would laugh at this, so I'll just say her name was Mimi. And she used to always be looking in this little pocket mirror, and, mm-hmm. and she'd be like, oh my gosh, my wrinkles, they're so big. And I'd look at her and go, you have no wrinkles.
Like, what wrinkles, right?
And she was like 45, maybe 50. And she'd be like, oh my God, they're huge. And then one day she wasn't at work, and I had an eyelash so in my eye, and I had to, and I'm grabbing her little pocket mirror, and it was like 50. Magnified.
No
and
wonder.
I went, oh my God, my wrinkles.
Yeah, those magnifying mirrors are a blessing and a curse, aren't they? Okay.
You know, I want to go back because
Let's go back to what?
What's missing here is the goji,
No, I have it. I have a list. I have a list of the baby.
Okay,
we'll get to the exotic stuff in a little bit.
Okay, good.
So let's go back to salmon. The reason salmon is a superfood is it's an excellent source of
omega-3
fatty acids. The Western diet is very, very high in omega-6s, not high enough in omega-3s. I'm not going to go into the biochemistry now, but let me tell you this. Omega-6s, your body turns those oils, which is things like corn oil, okay? Your body turns those into in the inflammatory pathway. Omega-3s, cold water fish, flaxseed, that kind of stuff, barrage oil, your body goes down the anti-inflammatory pathway when you take them. So from a physiological sort of biochemistry standpoint, that's one of the reasons omega-3s, salmon in particular, is such an amazing thing.
What's olive oil?
I think it's an omega-6.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
Just curious, you
know, I have to look that up. I don't remember. Extra virgin olive oil is so good for your heart. So good for your heart. Maybe it is an omega-3. I'll have to look. And if you're going to buy salmon, let me tell you, please don't get farmed salmon.
Yeah.
Buy wild salmon. We were in Alaska 7 years ago, and I was pregnant, so I didn't go on this particular tour, but my husband did. And he went to see like a salmon farm, and he said there was this barrel with like 100 fish. And they have to feed them antibiotics because they're in such close quarters. They get sick a lot. And they have to inject the flesh with color because when they clean the salmon, it's not that beautiful pink that you would associate with salmon because they haven't moved the way they're supposed to move to develop the muscles.
I just either saw something on TV or read it on the internet about because they're farmed, I mean, they're in their own feces.
Yeah.
And that causes any illness to just travel through the tanks. And yeah.
And I'm telling you, my husband came back from that particular trip and he said to me, honey, we're never eating a farmed fish again. And so Costco sells beautiful wild salmon. Their price is reasonable. Trader Joe's has it. I'm sure the markets have it as well. But please ask, if you're going to buy salmon, get the wild stuff. It is so worth it, not only from a health standpoint for you, but also from a health standpoint for the planet. I mean, it really is better to use these sustainable sort of natural resources for food.
I'm with you there.
All right, let's move on. Soy, I actually disagree with this one. I don't think it's a superfood. I think it's good for you in limited quantities, but I think because of its estrogenic properties, it may cause more harm than good.
Yeah, and there's some connection with thyroid and soy.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly what it is. I just know that if you have thyroid issues, you're supposed to stay away from soy.
Yeah. And again, it probably has to do with those estrogenic issues. So although it is a good food and I eat edamame
I eat
tofu. And yeah, I mean, I eat soy, but now I'm more likely to have a whole grain milk or a rice milk than a soy milk.
You know, since you brought up tofu, I will tell you that tofu, as we get in the stores here, is not a good food. It's processed. It's not like if you go to Japan and get the fresh tofu.
Right.
It's totally different.
Right. Well, so. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
We are known worldwide as the people who brought McDonald's to the rest of the world.
All right. McDonald's. I thought it was Scottish. Never mind.
Spinach is next on my list.
I like spinach.
I do too. And it is great. And I actually have some friends who they take leaves of spinach and throw it in their smoothies in the morning. And I've never done that. They say you can't taste
either.
It, and it's like an extra vegetable serving. And, of course, spinach is higher in iron, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And folic acid and other
Plus
good
you
stuff.
Plus, like, if you get a bag of organic spinach in the store, and it's like 3 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
That's a lot of spinach to use up in a salad in a week.
Absolutely.
So you
got to do something with it.
Yeah, you got to do something with it. Otherwise, you know,
And I
spoils.
Have friends, especially back on the East Coast, they especially, because in the winter they don't get as much, you know, local produce because it's freezing and everything's frozen over, and they'll take that organic spinach and throw it in their smoothies.
Okay, since you brought up your cat, I will bring up my dogs. You know, I had a bag of spinach that got, you know, that icky stuff on the bottom, so I dumped it where I dump all my organics.
Right.
It's like a little flower bed. And you know, my dogs dragged it out and ate it.
Oh, how funny.
They like spinach. So I give them a handful once in a while.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, dogs will eat grass, so they like spinach.
Exactly. Let's move on to tea, green and black tea. Green tea especially, super, super high in antioxidants, very, very good at boosting the metabolism, really good for you.
Isn't the caffeine in green tea different than that in coffee?
It has, yes. I think, first of all, there's less of it. And when I drink green tea, I don't get that racing heart syndrome that I get with coffee.
The buzz.
Well, especially now that I'm mostly caffeine-free.
Yeah.
Drinking a third calf. Does that count?
That's It's pretty low.
Yeah. But green tea doesn't do that. Black tea, I've not really paused. It's not quite as good of an antioxidant as green tea, but it is good. Next on my list is tomatoes. I'm not sure if I'd consider them a superfood, but they're definitely good for you.
I think as average foods and not having to come from somewhere like Hawaii or right. New Zealand or
yeah.
or the Himalayas, I think as something that's easy to get, it's a healthy food.
Yes. Now, tomatoes are famous for lycopene. Lycopene is the, you know, anti-cancer drug for prostate issues, that kind of stuff. For those of you who don't know this, lycopene is more active after being cooked. So canned tomatoes, which just by their very definition have to be superheated because of the canning process. And then if you take fresh tomatoes and roast them or, you know, make them into a sauce or whatever, the lycopene is more active after being cooked.
And I'm real specific when I get canned tomatoes that it says just tomatoes.
Right.
Tomatoes and water usually.
Maybe.
Because some do have additives. Mm. I don't buy them with additives.
Yeah. Salt, citric acid, they'll put all sorts of stuff in there.
Don't need it.
Next on my list is turkey. I think the reason this is considered a superfood is because it's inexpensive, easily available, and is a good source of protein without a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Not a lot of saturated fat. Next on my list is walnuts. That goes back to the salmon. It's a source of omega-3s.
Yummy, too.
On my list is yogurt, and I have to say I disagree. I don't think it's a superfood.
I think in order for it to be one, you would have to get a natural yogurt. Too many of them have aspartame.
Right.
Or aspartame, or there's like three different ways of pronunciation. Doesn't matter how I pronounce it, I get corrected.
Right.
Which is annoying to me.
No, Vicky, you pronounced that wrong.
I'm going to just start. The worst pronunciation I ever heard came from someone else, and it was aspartame. So I'm going to start saying it that way, and then I'll know when I'm getting corrected.
No, it's aspartame.
That's how I say it. The yogurts have too many additives.
Yeah.
Now, I do
and like, most of them, sugar is the second ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I kind of like the Greek yogurts now that are available.
Too. I like the plain Greek yogurt.
With the little walnuts.
Yeah. But I don't think it's a superfood. Good source of probiotics, though. And your digestive tract is your number one resource of immunity next to your skin.
You know what? Which might be make it a superfood for now because too many people have messed up their digestive tracts.
No kidding. And then that takes care of that particular list. So those are sort of the easy to find, relatively common foods that are considered superfoods. We'll post them on the website, which is www.thetwodocs.com. It's the number two, the number two, docs, docs.com. So we'll post those. So now let's get into some stuff that is a little bit more unique. Let's talk about the different berries and fruits that are famous these days. There's the acai berry, there's the goji berry, and the mangosteen berry, all of which have very, very good healing properties.
And? Well, here's what I'm going to say. Those products, and I'm not saying they're bad, I'm saying that some people really need those nutrients and
absolutely
go for it. However... Like, I bought a little bag of goji berries.
Mm-hmm.
They taste like crap, but they go in my shakes.
I think they taste like cranberries. Well, I bought a bag of dried ones.
Yeah, I bought dried ones. Anyway, I don't think they should cost... We talked about this before.
Yeah, I don't think they should cost an arm and a leg.
And a lot of the juices that you get are so watered down with other fruit juices, I'm not paying $35 for a bottle of grape juice.
Right. No, I agree.
I
agree. There you can get good quality products that have these juices in them in places like the Whole Wheatery if you're local here. If you're not local, Whole Foods carries them. Costco has a fantastic. They've got two different acai berry juices. One is plain acai, and then one is an acai blueberry blend called Bom Dia. And we use those in our smoothies.
That sounds fun to say.
Bom dia. Yeah, the kids love it. Mommy, can I have some bom dia? Can I have some bom dia? They absolutely go crazy. Goji, there are several different sources of goji berry. I will tell you this. Any juice that is bottled in the United States has to be pasteurized. And so the process of pasteurization, it does get, you know, up there in temperature to pretty high temperatures. So don't let anyone tell you that it's cold filtered or cold bottled in the U.S. It's not possible. The FDA prohibits it.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I just look for the added ingredients. There's too many things in those bottles that I just don't agree with.
Right. And we talked about this. Read labels. Yeah. We'll be back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop.
I think we may have just had a technical difficulty.
Hello, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas. 661-209-2632 was the end of that commercial, I think.
I think we just had a technical difficulty.
Hello.
Oh, well, they happen. It happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to these, let's go back just briefly to these exotic berries. So anyway, acai, goji, and mangosteen, very good for you. Acai, I know, is a good source of protein. Goji has anti-inflammatory properties, I believe, and I think mangosteen is a really, really good source of antioxidants. Other than that, I'm not super well-versed in them.
I'm not either, and I'm gonna decline anymore.
Yeah.
I like them.
So let's talk a little bit about how you can incorporate some of these superfoods into your life, and here's what I want to start with. I have just a little exercise for you to do. And the reason I want you to do this is because if you do this exercise, you are rating your own health. So it's a subjective sort of objective tool. But it's not someone else telling you you're not healthy. It's you actually being able to look at your actions and the things that you do and deciding how healthy you are. So I want you to write down these five things: diet, sleep, exercise, water intake, and your pain level. And on a scale of 1 to 10, you rate them, with 1 being poor and 10 being excellent. So for example, for diet, I would rate myself at probably an 8 because I eat really healthy. Now, there are some things I do too much of and some things I don't do enough of. So I wouldn't give myself a 10, but I'd give myself an 8.
Sleep, I think I'm an 8 too.
Sleep, I would probably give myself a 5 because as much as I try to get a full 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep a night, the reality is it doesn't happen. Either, you know, my husband or my kids wake me up, or I'm just not sleeping well, or I've got too many things going through my head. I don't sleep as well as I should.
And I was going to give myself a 5 because I have 2 puppies at home who both have to wake up one time in the night to go to the bathroom, and it's
right.
Different times.
Right.
So that means I'm getting up at 1:27 exactly. For some reason, she wakes up at 1:27 and about 4.
Yeah.
For the other one. And yeah. It's like, oh.
It's funny because people who have pets, they don't think it's going to affect their sleep. It's like having a baby. Exercise, like I would rate myself a 7. Probably not higher than that.
But I think I'm a 6.
I exercise fairly regularly. I'm not pushing my intensity as much as I should. Water, I'm going to give myself a 10. With water, you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces. So, for example, if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to be drinking 75 ounces a day.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm a 7.
And then pain. I'm going to rate myself a 10 because I have no pain. So I'm excellent there. I feel great.
Right this minute, I'm going to say a 2. I have a little shoulder thing going on.
Okay. So then you take those numbers and you add them up.
I mean an 8, not
a 10. An 8. Yeah. So you take those numbers and add them up. So for me, for example, 10, 20, 27, 32, 38, okay, would be my score. That's 38 out of 50. If you double that, what is that? 76? 76 out of 50. That would be a C grade for me on my health.
You mean 76 out of 100?
I mean 76 out of 100 would be a C grade because you think it's, you know, in the 75th, 76th percentile.
Which is really amazing.
Which is amazing.
Because you being a C, because I think, you know, you take care of yourself, you're aware of these things, and I would put you at an 85 or a 90.
Right, exactly.
If you came in and I was like judging myself. But this is you judging.
But this is me judging myself based on how I know I do with these things.
Woo-hoo.
And did I really? Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? My diet probably should have been higher. Probably higher than a C. I'm probably higher than a 6 because I do eat mostly organic.
Oh, now you're second guessing yourself. I see.
Of course. But we'll just leave it as a C. And you're right. I think most people, when they judge my health, would judge me in the B to A range. But if you look at things like sleep, these things do impact how you're doing.
This is also not in relationship to the normal or anyone else. This
is
only what you think you should
exactly.
be.
It's your subjective view of where you think you should be or where you are just on this random scale.
I like it.
So it's a good little exercise to do. And obviously the two things that I need the most work on are sleep and diet. And I think those are two areas that probably everybody needs the most sleep on. So let's talk about incorporating these superfoods into your day. I tell patients, especially when they come in for nutritional counseling for either inflammation, that kind of thing, you need to replace one processed or carbolicious, as my husband likes to say, carbolicious food, a meal, with a fruit or a vegetable.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And that's an easy way to start increasing your intake of these super fruits. Replace some of your existing carbs with fruits or vegetables.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of question out there as to what is a carb.
Right.
Because we have simple carbs, complex carbs, and processed carbs.
Here's an easy way to remember it. A carbohydrate is anything that originally grew in the ground. So, wheat grows in the ground. It's a carb.
If you had little grains of wheat that you were eating, that would be a simple carb.
Right. Apples grew in the ground. Carbs.
No, apples grow in a tree,
but the tree, the tree grows in the ground.
Yes, apples are simple carbohydrates.
No, apples are complex carbohydrates.
Complex? Okay.
Simple carbohydrates are bread, pasta, rice, potatoes. Potatoes are actually a little bit more complex, but it's like the process, the broken down already carbohydrates are the simple carbohydrates. Sugar is a simple carbohydrate. So an easy way to remember carb is anything that grows in the ground. Now, almonds grow on trees, grow in the ground. Yes, they're a fat, as is any nut, but they also have carbohydrates. However, with the nuts, you count them as fats first. So there are a few exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, if it grows in the ground, it's a carb.
Yeah. So, but when you're saying replace carbohydrates,
I'm saying replace the simple carbs with fruits or vegetables.
I think you're saying the processed carbs too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because people will go, huh?
Yeah, that's probably a better way to say it. Replace your processed carbs. Replace your pasta. Replace your piece of bread. Replace your
white carbs.
Yeah, your white rice, your baked potato, your French fries. Replace those things with fruits or vegetables. It's an easy way to start getting some of these superfoods into your diet. Green tea, easy to drink for a little afternoon pick-me-up. If you're getting tired at 2 o'clock, don't reach for the chocolate unless it's 1/2 ounce of dark chocolate. Grab some green tea.
Chocolate was on the superfoods list.
Yeah, dark chocolate,
dark
especially.
Dark chocolate and a limited amount.
1/2 to 1 ounce a day.
Which is tiny. One like the size of a dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very small.
Not the big fuzzy dice in your car. A dice, a little dice that you roll that comes in your Yahtzee game.
Yeah. Yahtzee! So what are some other ways that you can work it in? Well, we talked about putting spinach in the smoothies. So you can make smoothies with these things. You know, bananas, strawberries, some acai berry juice, some mangosteen juice. Blend it up with some ice in a blender with a little bit of, you know, rice milk or protein powder or something. That's a way to get it in.
Well, you know, yeah, I don't even, like, in my smoothies, they're just fruit.
Yeah.
I don't add the protein because I do the protein later on in the day.
Yeah. You're an all fruit in the morning kind of
all
girl.
All fruit in the morning, yep.
What are some other ways we can get it worked in, Vic?
I think just adding those fruits and vegetables and really focusing on that. You're right to replace. Let's just call it carbolicious.
Carbolicious.
People know that that's junk food.
Yeah.
People should know that that's junk food.
If you haven't tried quinoa, really use it. I mean, use it in place of rice or brown rice or couscous or even pasta. And
I'm going to say, how about replacing processed, like things with aspartame, things with MSG, you know, really looking at your labels, high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
Getting those out of the cupboard, replacing them with. Even a natural honey would really benefit people.
By the way, I learned something recently. No, honey's not on our list. But bee pollen is.
Honey should be a superfood.
We didn't talk about bee pollen, but it is on the list. What the heck was I just going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I learned something interesting just within the last couple of weeks about agave syrup. You have to be very, very careful about the source of your agave syrup because many manufacturers are basically taking corn syrup and coloring it and calling it agave syrup. And agave syrup in its natural form, in its whole form, is an excellent
How
low glycemic
know?
Sweetener. You have to turn it around and look at the label.
Oh, because mine says 100%
agave syrup. Yeah, no, you'd have to turn it around and read the ingredients label. But some of these manufacturers are basically repackaging corn syrup and calling it agave nectar or agave syrup.
Oh, that's evil.
I know. It's awful.
You scared me for a minute there, but I know mine says 100%
agave
syrup.
Yeah, no, you got to turn around. What did we say a couple weeks ago?
Read the
you
label.
You have to ignore everything on the front of the label, turn it around, read the back of the label. We sound like broken records.
Yeah.
So,
And yet, have you checked your cabinets lately? Because I did that. After we did the show, I went back and I rechecked and barbecue sauce. You know, things that you don't use every day. I had bought the big container of barbecue sauce at Costco.
Right.
So it's got two big bottles.
Right.
So I have two big bottles of barbecue sauce.
That kind of stuff I tend to buy at Trader Joe's. And they're really
or
good.
Or make your own. It's
yeah,
so easy.
They're really good about making sure that stuff isn't in there.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting
Shame
thing, because I was thinking about this. You know, we talk about going to your pantry. I actually almost never go into my pantry. Everything that I pull to eat, it either comes out of the fridge, off of a tree.
Me too.
Or out of my vegetables and fruits.
Okay, you want to laugh?
Yeah.
When I met Jim, he had MREs. That's meals ready to eat.
Right.
Because it was 1998, and we were heading to Y2K, where people said, you know, the world was going to end. So he had MREs. Those are still in my pantry. So that was from 1998. They're in the back, and they're taking up pantry space.
Yeah, I very rarely walk in my pantry.
I don't know how to get rid of them because if I threw them out, he'd take them out and put them in the garage, which I guess would be better than my pantry.
Can I change subjects really quickly? So I just got back from this amazing conference in Phoenix with all of my chiropractic family is what I call them. And this was my big takeaway from this weekend, and I want to share it with everybody because it – as I'm starting to develop where I'm going to go with it, I'm super excited. And the big takeaway was people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do what you do. Mm. And I think more of us really need to look at our lives and our whys, why we're doing stuff. And when you and I talk about these things, we talk about food and nutrition and all that stuff. It's so important to me to get this information out there because I remember what it was like to feel like crap every day. And I know my life is infinitely better because I've learned how to do this. And I want to help other people's lives get infinitely better. And then that affects their families and it affects their friends. And, you know, it snowballs and it can affect so many more people. But that was my big takeaway from the weekend. People don't care what you do. They care about why you do what you do.
And it made your why a little more clear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm still developing it. When I get it fully figured out, I'll let you know.
Okay.
What do you have going on this week?
When I get anything fully figured out. I'm going to Bismarck. It's going to be my turn to be out of town. And I'll be studying with other hypnosis school hypnotists, which should be really
Are you seeing Scott?
Yeah.
Yay.
So there will be, I think, 12 major master trainers in hypnosis all in one place.
You
at
always
one
come
time.
Back with the most interesting stories from these.
Well, it's got to be crazy. You got 12 master trainers of hypnosis.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be cool.
Enjoy.
And fun.
I would like to invite people to the office this Thursday evening at 5 p.m. for my wellness orientation workshop. It is open to the public and lots of great information. If you just think your life could be a little bit healthier, I'd encourage you to come.
And that's it for today. We've run out of time.
Funny. That was fast. Have a fantastic week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
The following was a sponsored program. HIDA's Broadcasting is not responsible.